It is time, Alex, for That's Tough or That's Enough. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, we got a few football topics this week. First up, you heard from us about Texas earlier. You did not hear about our thoughts on Penn State. If you remember, Penn State was my pick last week over Oregon. Didn't fare well.
I picked Oregon.
Yeah,
I didn't fall for the James Franklin mess.
Yeah, I tried to give them the benefit of the doubt. But what do Texas and Penn State have in common? They are the only teams, Alex, ranked in the AP poll top 10 without a top 25 win. Are both of them still tough, or have you had enough of each of them in the playoff contender push talking?
Well, I've had enough of the AP poll in general. It means absolutely nothing to me, to fans, to anybody, until they release the College Football Playoff Committee poll. Why is Florida State behind Alabama? The head-to-head, they beat Alabama. It means nothing to me. It's an absolute joke. We rank based on preseason hype and what we expect the teams to be like, not what they are on the field. What we expect, and then we change our ratings as the season goes on. That's backwards. That's a backwards mentality. It should be what we see on the football field, not what we expect. And what we've seen on the football field from Texas, already talked about it, horrible offense, great defense. Think Sark's a great head coach. They'll figure it out on offense. I truly believe that if it's with or without Arch Manning, he will figure it out. But James Franklin, that's a whole other story. He is a joke. A joke. 2-21 against AP top six opponents and has lost 15 such straight games. Second worst record all time against AP top six opponents.
Yeah, to back that up, he's 1-15 versus the top five. He's 4-21 overall versus the top 10. He's 15-30 versus the top 25. And against his two arch rivals, Michigan and Ohio State, 4-17. That's not going to get the job done in Happy Valley.
Any other really place in maybe the Big Ten outside of, you know, the Michigan and the Ohio State and the Oregons of the world, James Franklin would be perfectly fine doing that type of stuff because he's won games here and there. He's got a pretty good record every year. But Penn State is not Rutgers. It's not Northwestern. They expect excellence. They expect to be in the national championship almost every year, if not every year. And they're not, because James Franklin can't coach in big games, and his quarterback can't play in big games. Drew Aller against top six opponents as a starter, 0-5, 49% completion percentage, 5.1 pass yards per attempt, and a 5-4 pass touchdown to interception ratio. And last year threw an interception that ended their season, and a game against Oregon, what did he do in overtime? Throw an interception to end the game. It's clear James Franklin made the mistake and picked Drew Aller over Bo Pribula, who's now at Missouri lighting it up. That just goes once again to show me that James Franklin is a joke and a terrible head coach at Penn State. Time to go, buddy. They need to make the change. And you can say, oh, well, who's going to be better than James Franklin? Can't get any worse. It's like Hugh Freeze at Auburn. Can't get any worse.
I mean, it was a little worse with Brian Harsin. We were losing by a wider margin and losing in recruiting to Troy and South Alabama. And
well, that's because you hired the potato farmer from Idaho instead of a person that actually knew how to recruit.
I agree wholeheartedly. I've had enough of the Penn State talk with the being a top team. Not anymore. Not in the Big Ten. You're going to have to show me that you can play a little bit better football than that. They do expect excellence there. This was a program that in the – talk about the 80s and 90s, what those guys were like. And James Franklin was hired with the expectation to kind of restore. And he did restore Vanderbilt, and he restored Penn State from the mess they were in before he took it over. But he's not the coach that gets you over the hump.
Yeah.
Kind of like Hugh Freeze. He's done a good job of restoring it from Brian Harsin. We've got the players now, some, but we've just not took the next step.
Yep.
Second talking point for Tougher Enough, the Cowboys and Packers tied 40-40 on Sunday Night Football. Do you think it's tough to leave games in a tie, or have you had enough of games ending in a tie, Alex?
If I wanted to see a game end in a tie, I'd sit there and watch a 90-minute soccer match. And watching a soccer match is absolutely abysmal. Makes you want to gouge your eyes out. It's so boring. And I could not agree more. It's probably awesome and enjoyable to play because you're running up and down the field constantly. But watching it, what are we doing? Terrible to watch. I love college football overtime rules after the changes they've made in recent years, and I think the NFL should go ahead and adopt those. It's not like games are going to take 15 hours to complete. You're not going to have the A&M LSU game from 5 or 6 years ago that took 9 overtimes to complete. They're usually over by about 4 or 5 overtimes at the most. And I really do think it's fair for both teams. That's a big thing a lot of people harp on before the NFL changed it. It's fair for both teams. You get a chance to have the football, and it makes it to where there's actually a winner at the end of it, where I don't sit there at 11:30 on a Sunday night when I have work the next morning and go, wow, this is a great game. Well, guess what? Ended in a tie, 40-40. Go to bed now. You wasted 5 hours of your life watching a football game. I'm over the NFL overtime rules.
Yeah, me and you both. I was really glad that they at least with overtime started giving teams chances to match, because it was, you know, absolutely stupid that if you scored first, you know, you walked. I mean, the biggest thing out that was the Josh Allen Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
That's what changed that. But the tie thing is I agree. It's enough. It's atrocious for the sport. You don't practice that hard all week. You don't go through all that you go through in the game to play for overtime and play for a tie within the overtime period. No, you play to get to overtime, to win in overtime, to give the fans free football, but not free football that leaves the fans going home wondering and guessing why and what if. This is just something that needs to be changed. Absolutely, 100% agree with you on that one. I can't stand it. I can't stand games ending in a tie.
Me either. Can't stand it.
Last point, we'll wrap it up. The Eagles and Buccaneers played, and it was a one-score affair, 31-25. Great game, by the way. Now, the Eagles are one of two undefeated teams in the NFL, but they have had several close calls. The Buccaneers as well, a pretty good opponent. Baker Mayfield having an outstanding year. Are the Eagles tough, or have you heard enough contender talk in Philly?
They'll be contenders just because their defense is good and they have weapons on offense. When they get into crunch time, they'd be able to win those big games. I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl, though. Jalen Hurts, I don't know if he's forgotten how to throw the football or how to complete a pass, or if A.J. Brown's on the football field with him or not. But in the second half against the Bucs, he was 0-8 throwing the football. He's 27th in the league in passing yards. He's only averaging 152 passing yards per game, which is Cam Ward averages more, who quoted himself saying he is, I can't repeat the word on the podcast, but it's a synonym for butt. J.J. McCarthy, Tyrod Taylor, and Joe Burrow all average. He's only ahead of those three guys, and Joe Burrow has been out for 2 weeks with a toe injury. He's been sacked 9 times, which is tied for 8th in the NFL. And against the Bucs, Saquon scored on a fake tush push, and Jalen Hurts threw one of his 2 touchdown passes on another variation of the play. It feels like the Eagles' offense is totally based on the tush push and either faking it or doing it.
Or Saquon.
Yeah. And if they don't have that going for them, Nick Sirianni, the offensive coordinator, crap their pants and turn into Hugh Freeze. That's what happens, and that's what I worry about for the Eagles to be able to get back to where they were last year and winning the Super Bowl. Not a believer in the fact they're going to win it, but I'm still a believer that they'll be in the playoffs and contending for it, just not winning it.
You just find a way to throw that up as much as possible.
I do. It's like I would expect Auburn fans to do it if Kalen DeBoer was the same way.
Yeah, for a while this year, it kind of looked like
it'd be
both programs trending in the right direction, but that's not been the case so far.